the kli itself, but behitis tzoreiros, where he only kicked pebbles. Over pluto the sumchas rabbanon kmiflugit. Here the machlokes between sumchas and the rabbanon is tzoreiros chayev nezek shalom or chatzi nezek.
So when he hits the kli and makes the kli roll down, that's a suffix. Since the animal itself pushed the kli, it was his kayak, maybe you could say bosa mikara, it's similar like it broke right then. Or else no, since it broke down the cliff, it's called kaychay. But let's say the animal didn't push the kli itself. The animal only hit tzroris, hit pebbles. And the pebbles, when they broke the kli, that's for sure called kaychay, that's only chatzinezik. So maybe here when the chicken was dancing, the case was not that it pushed the kli, but that it hit pebbles. And pebbles went and broke the kli. And the machlekes is a pluk to the sumchas rabbanon kemiflugi. The machlekes there is about tzroris. It's tzroris chayav apata. But it could be there's no raya. What's going to be if the animal hits the kli itself and makes the kli roll down? Maybe there you'd say basa mikara is considered like you did the damage. Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says tanagolim shoyim mechatatin mechavad li. You have a chicken that's eating away upon the string that's holding up the pitcher bucket of water. And then the tanagol makes the string snap. And the dli comes tumbling down and breaks. So it says, Mishalim Nezek Sholem. It says that the balha chicken has to pay Nezek Sholem. Why? The kli broke all the way downstairs. So go bust a safe, it's only called Kaychai. So Shema Min of here should be a proof that Bosa Mikoraz Linen. We go bust at the beginning of it. That since the chicken itself was eating away on the string and the kli is like one thing, it's like the chicken pushed the kli, and therefore we say basa mikara, it's the chicken that broke the kli, that's why it's chayav nezek shalom. You go basa mikara. Tamar says no. Tirgumar can answer you, achevel. That's what it says, you have to pay nezek shalom, means on the string. The chicken broke the string, so for the string itself, the bala or tanagol has to pay a nezek shalom. Freddy Gemara, bachevel mishunahu. That a chicken should eat a string is mishun, it's not normal. You don't eat strings. So therefore that should be a told of Karen, you should only have to pay a chatzin nezek. What are you paying nezek shalom for? Sumar says, no, the case was the most belisha. We're talking about there was dough around the string. So therefore it's normal for the chicken to eat the dough tastes good. Just he didn't know when to stop the chicken, he went straight through into the string. So that's why he's chayim nezek shalom on the string. But maybe on the deli that broke, maybe that is only like tzroris, maybe only chayav the chatzinezik. Freddy Gemara von Ishpat li katoni. It says here, l'churi, you have to pay for the broken deli, not for the string. So Mara says, Ella rather, sumchas yate. Here goes according to sumchashita. The Yoma that says, tzroris nezik shalom eshalom. So you have no proof. Could be you go boss a soif. And the reason why you pay nezik shalom is even though it's called tzroris, but that's sumchashita, you pay nezik shalom. Freddy Gemara is sumchas, if it goes according to sumchas, same as safe, what does safe say over here? It says, nitav mimenu, if it, something fell away, nitav mimenu, shavar, some broken piece fell, v'nofel al kli acher, and it broke, and you broke one kli, and the broken part of this kli fell onto a second kli, v'shavar, and it broke the second kli, so our Mishnah says, al arisha in mishalom nezek shalom, on the first kli that your chicken broke, that's gufay, he pays nezek shalom. V'yalach, when the sonny koichet, it's tzoreis, v'shalom chatzinezek. So here you see, our Mishnah is not like sumchis. Our Mishnah holds, tzoreis pays a chatzinezek. Now, v'yi sumchis, if you want to say, Mishnah goes according to sumchis, mi yisle chatzinezek, the sumchis say, tzoreis pays chatzinezek, we know sumchis holds, it pays a nezek shalom. So Gemara says, v'chitem, maybe you want to tell me, shanile le sumchis, maybe even the sumchis is the difference, maybe even according to sumchis there's a difference between koichoi and koyak koichoi. So Rashi says the lishin is galgol heavy koichoi. The acha shenishba b'tzroris hadli heavy koyak koichoi. Now the tanagol was eating the string and the first kli broke. So when the kli broke, that's called koichoi. But when that kli broke and hit another kli, that's the second action. That's called koyak koichoi. So maybe on Koyach Koychai, Sumchas agrees, you only have to pay a Chatzinezek. Tamar says no. The Esso, the Yeloho de Boy Rav Ashi. That's the Rav Ashi a different question. Koyach Koychai, in a case where it's a double Koyach, Le Sumchas, according to Sumchas, Ki Koychai Domi, is that considered like your Koychai, like your power? Oilav Ki Koychai Domi, then maybe here Sumchas agrees, you pay the Chatzinezek. So you see, Rav Ashi had a first question. So if you're learning that pshat over here in the Raisa, so tiv should lay. The last, kekechadami. For me, there shouldn't be a proof that it says you only have to pay a chatzi nezek. So you see, Sumchas agrees that by kechechechechoi, you only pay a chatzi nezek. El Olav, so therefore, since it's a proof, we're not talking about the Sumchas, talking about the Rabbonin over here. El Olav Rabbonini. If so, Shema Mina, Bosa Mikora, Azlinon. For me, it's a proof that we go Bosa Mikora. Therefore, the Tarnagol, when it was chewing away on the string, and it caused the string to break, and the pitcher came tumbling down, even though at the end it broke through his koyach, not the chicken himself broke it, still he pays nezek sholem. Because we go bosa mikora, since it's like the chicken threw down this kli, therefore it's called gufoy, that you pay nezek sholem. Again, sroiris says where you only touch the pebbles, and the pebbles break the kli. But when you touch the kli and make the kli roll or fall down, then you're chayim nezek sholem. That's called like your koichon. We say bosa mikorazin. Oh, my rav beva varabaya beva said to Abaya. No, I give you another teretz that dekozal minay. Another teretz could be here. We're talking about the chicken. Kaseida went and moved the kli. He didn't just move it on top and it broke by itself, but he was always there pushing it. So that's why it's nezek sholem. So even Bishashit broke, he was there with his goof pushing it. Boy, Robok asked a question like this. Chatzi nezek tzroris. That's what we say an animal is walking in the street and he kicks some pebbles and the pebbles break a kli. And the loch l'mashim sin, you only have to pay a chatzi nezek. Mi gufa mishalim. Do we say once you pay a chatzi nezek, it's like a tam that only pays me gufay. You can't get more than the shor is worth. If the shor now did $200 worth of damage, so chatzi nezek would be $100. But if the shor was only worth $50, you can't get more than $50. Oy mi aliyah mishalim. No, maybe you have to pay the complete $100. You go boss aliyah. So must be like this now. Mi gufoy mishalim. Do you pay mi gufoy? Why? The liyashka chon chatzin nezer to mishalim aliyah. We never found a chatzin nezer to pay mi aliyah. Like we know Tom, that's a chatzin nezer only pays mi gufoy. So maybe it's tzroiros, even though it's regal. But since it's Allah l'mashim esina that you only have to pay a chatzin nezek, maybe also you only pay migufay. Or duma, maybe no. May aliyah mishalim, maybe you have to pay all the amount from your own pocket. Why? So le'ashkechon ki yuchayu de mishalim migufay. We don't find a mazik that does normal damage that pays migufay. A regular muad, a regular shein v'regol, pays me aliyah. So therefore, this regal, even though it's Allah l'mashim esina, you only pay a chatzin nezek tzroiros, but maybe the chatzin pays me aliyah. Even though the animal is only worth $50, if he did $200 worth of damage, maybe you still have to pay $100. So Toshima, come now, bring your proof. It says, he does, when an animal is jumping, ain't a mood. It's not called a mood to do damage that way. The Yeshem, some say, raise a mood. No, it is a mood for an animal to do damage when it's jumping. Furthermore, he does, like a bad, how can you say it's not a mood? When it's jumping, why not? That's okay for a tanigal to jump. El alav, he does, he hit this. The Tama was jumping and it moved it and it broke. Man diyama ain't a mu'id kisava migufa mishalim. The one that says it's not called a mu'id means that you pay migufay. Well, man diyama mu'id. No, ain't a mu'id means like tsroris is not called a mu'id means to say it's mamish like tam that it only pays migufay. Well, man diyama mu'id, the one that says tsroris is called a mu'id, he doesn't mean to say you're paying as a shalom. He agrees tsroris only pays the chatzin nezek. What it means to say is, though, that you pay like a mu'ah, that's me'aliyah. You pay from your own pocket, not only from the goof. So, of course, that's the machlekes over here. The swearers pay me goof for your me'aliyah. The verse says, Loi, maybe that's not the machlekes. Hadai here, but plukta the sumkas for abonikim miflagi. Here, the machlekes again is, it's a regular case of swearers here, and the machlekes is, do you pay a nezik sholem or not? The one that says kamu'ah means mamish, you pay a nezik sholem like sumkas. And the one that says ain't a kumua just means you pay a chatzin nezek. But when you have to pay the chatzin nezek, is it only migufay or me'aliyah? That you have no proof. Toshima, come in here. It says hakelev shenoto charora, a dog that took a charora, that took a coal for a holach legodish. No, a charora is a cookie. He took a cookie for a holach legodish. He went into somebody's field, the ochal hacharora, and he ate there the cookie. Vidla gets a godish, and he also lit up the godish with fire. So, yeah, a dog. So, ala charoro, mishalom nezek sholem. After he ate the charoro, that's like shein, he has to pay nezek sholem. Via ha godish, after he took a coal also there, he put down the coal, and the cold air and the wind blew the fire and burned up the whole field, Mishalem Chatinezik. On the field, he only has to pay a Chatinezik. So my time, what's the reason? Lav Mishum, the Hevel Tzruris. The Chur, you have to tell me now that the cold is cold like Tzruris. In other words, not you that put the fire. It's not you that Mamish put a fire there. You put a coal down. And now the coal, God, the wind came and blew it up, like made it into fire, and it did damage. That's like your koichas, like tzroiros. So it says you only have to pay a chatzinezik over here. So therefore, the gecheles, that's called a chatzinezik. So Rashi says that ta'inu shem behad lokas God eshevi tzroiros v'adyenu ala koichoi. Shomani akana gecheles, you put down the coal in one spot. And the fire goes, travels further to another place. So that's called like your keichoi, that's called tzroiros. So you see here it says that if you burn down the field, you only have to pay a chatzinezik. Now, b'toniyah law, and this we learned, b'toniyah law, here we learned that mishalem chatzinezik migufoi, that you only pay a chatzinezik from the guf of the animal. So here you see clearly, tzroiros, chatzinezik only pays migufo like Tom and not mi'aliyah. For the Gemara, but Tizbur, this is a good reasoning. For Tizbur, the Rebbe Lezer, Nezek Sholem Migufoi Miyashkechei. According to Rebbe Lezer, do you ever find a Nezek Sholem Migufoi? How could that be? All right, turn over. And in other words, the Kashri is like Rashi says in the Brisa there, it says that Rebbe Lezer says you have to pay a Nezek Sholem. So how could the Brisa say it's only Migufoi? The Kashri is that you ever find a Nezek Sholem to pay Migufoi? It doesn't make sense. Miyashkechon. And Rebbe Lezer says on that price of Gufa you pay a Nezek Sholem. And the Brisa says in the Gufa, so it doesn't make sense. El, the case is rather like this. El, kagoin, tishon above the Gecheles. We're talking about we made a shinui in the Gecheles. So Rashi doesn't mean shenot lo bepib, he took it in his mouth, venich, and he put it down. Daino shinui, that's a shinui, it's not normal. So that's why you only have to pay a chatzinezik. Because it's like a keren, it's mishuna. For Rebbe Lezer, savlo krep tafin. And Rebbe Lezer, you know what he says, he pay a Nezek Sholem. Because he also like Reb Tafin Shita, the Yoma that says Mishuna Karen, Bechatzar Anizik, the Nezek Sholem Mishalem. That Karen, when Karen, your animal, even though it's a Tam, if it goes into the Rishus Anizik and does damage there, it's Chayav Nezek Sholem. So that could be a case that you have to pay a Nezek Sholem, and it's still, since it's only a Tam, you only pay Megufay. The Gemara says, no, below, it's not true. Might why? My time of Mukmas Lok Reb Tafin, why do you say it goes according to Reb Tafin? Mishum Nezek Sholem, because otherwise, why you chayv Nezek Sholem? If you're telling me now it was Mishuna, it's not normal for a kelev to take a coal in its mouth. To put a coal in your mouth and carry it, that's Mishuna. That has to be Kabanos Al-Hazik. So the kash was, why is it Nezek Sholem? Should only be Chatzin Nezek. So you want to say it goes according to Reb Tafin? I tell you, Reb Lezer, that's not, you don't have to answer like that. Because Reb Lezer, Sova Kesumchis. Reb Lezer himself holds like Sumchis. The Yoma that says Tzroira Nezek Sholem Mishalim. He holds like Sumchas that says Tzroira Sak always pays the Nezek Sholem. And also the Sovulok Reb Yehuda. He also holds like Reb Yehuda Shita that says the Yomar Tzad Tamus then the Koimoy Medis. Reb Yehuda says the Chiddush that when a Tam becomes a Muid, the Tzad Tamus always stays the same way. In other words, Rashi Hilchot Gabi Tzroira Sama Sumchas the Choshele Muid Mishalim Chatzi Megufai. And according to Reb Yehuda, if you first have an animal that's a tam, and it does damage three times, it becomes a mu'ud. When it becomes a mu'ud, now it pays Nezek Sholem. And Nezek Sholem, we know, is me'aliyah. Reb Yehuda holds no. The first chatzi Nezek that you would have had to pay even when it's a tam, now that it becomes a mu'ud, still stays the same way. The first half that you have to pay, that's called midine tam, you only pay it megufa. I it's a mu'ud now, you have to pay Nezek Sholem, so the second half you have to pay, and the second half you have to pay me'aliyah. But if you hold that Tzad Tamus b'mekayim my medis, an animal always has a din tam on it, even after it does damages 100 times, and it becomes a mu'ud, but l'maisa, even if it's a mu'ud, it pays a Nezek Sholem, it only means that you add on another half to the first half of a tam. But the first half that you pay is only migufoy. The second half you pay, that's me'aliyah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So therefore, by Tzroiris, according to Sumchas, it'll be the same way. That it's called like a mu'ud. So therefore, the chatzin nezik that you have to pay is only megufoy. And the second half that you pay, that's me'aliyah. So therefore, the b'raita is not a stira. It could be that you're paying nezik sholem by Tzroiris, And the reason why it says Megufo is not a regular din of Nezek Sholem, but it just means the half of the payment. That's Machmas din of Tzroris of Tam of Chatzin Nezek, or Lachwa Mashmitsina of Chatzin Nezek, that's only Megufo. The second half that you have to pay, that's Takam Eliyah. That's what I say now. So I've led the Sobuk, so I'm just Yom at Tzroris Nezek Sholem Mishalim, and also the Sobuk Rabbi Yehuda, also like Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda says, we'll see later on in the Masechta, the Yom HaTzad Tamus B'mekayim HaMedes, that a behemoth that was once a Tam, even though later becomes a Muid, it still has its Din Tam to it. That the first half the owner has to pay is on a Megufa. The Chi Ketone Megufa, that's what it says you have to pay Megufa, HaTzad Tamus, that's the half of a Tam. And the other half that you pay, the Nezah Sholem, that's like a Meliyah. O Malay Rav Soma Bered, the Rav Ashlu Ravino, Ey, Madisham, the Rav Yehuda, when the Rav Yehuda said, the Svar only betam benasa muid, only if it was a tam. In other words, the first two or three times it did damage, it only had to pay a chatzinezik megufay. Even though it does it a third or fourth or fifth time, it still only pays the first chatzinezik megufa, and the second half of the damage is me'aliyah. That's because it was a tam. But over here, Tzroros, according to Sumchis,